This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we had a very different show planned for today, and then with a couple of hours leading up to 3 o'clock, we found out that Charlie Kirk, who was doing an event at Utah Valley University, was shot. Then the video started emerging, horrific video. And here is what he was talking about at the time of the shooting. He you know, one of the themes that he's had at these events, and certainly in the aftermath of what happened in Minnesota, transgender issues and trans shooters come up. This is what was being, you know, discussed just a couple hours ago on that campus.
So do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years?
Too many.
Okay. Now, 5 is a lot, right? I'm gonna give you some credit. Do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years?
Counting or not counting gang violence?
Great.
And there's one shot that rings out. His body is, you know, violently shooken by that, you know, particular bullet. It looked like he was hit in the neck. Ethan Hannaford, my producer, Fred's out this week, so Ethan's handling all the chores. There's a news conference that might be starting here soon. We're going to go to that. I have Dwayne Patterson on the line as well. But Ethan, you know, I just have to tell you that you are a younger person and have more relatability here, but you got very emotional, and I felt bad for you here a couple hours ago. I mean, you were... You know, I don't think you're too ashamed to admit that you were weeping openly here when you found out, you know, we didn't even know at that time that he had been, you know, declared dead.
This is very, I'm my heart is broken. My heart is broken for Charlie's family. Not for Charlie, because I believe that, I know that he knew his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he is celebrating with the Father right now. But I am heartbroken for the situation. Charlie Kirk was extremely influential for me as a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, so that's what's interesting is you started, you're like in your low 20s right now, right?
I'm turning 25 in a couple days.
Right. So that's interesting because he brought this new wave of younger people certainly into the fold during the election.
He absolutely
did. That's the kind of event that he did on a regular basis. You know this because you helped me pull the audio, but we have shared a lot of the interactions that he's had with students, which are always civil, by the way. So that's the, you know, there's a lot of irony here in him being the one that was taken out because he was very, very, I think, congenial with people that he was debating, right?
Absolutely. It was you know, the Charlie Kirk was such an amazing example to my generation because it has been forgotten. I think a lot of prior to guys like Charlie Kirk, like Ben Shapiro, had lost the picture that you can actually have political engagement and disagree, but still debate in a way that is respectful of one another. And Charlie Kirk did that really well and taught an entire generation, my generation, what that looked like.
They also proved that, you know, being a conservative could be cool, right? It could be, you could stand up on principle, you could declare your positions and...
and not be ashamed.
Right, exactly.
Not be ashamed of your beliefs, of your faith, of any of it.
Dwayne Patterson is with us from hotair.com. He hosts the Dwayne's World podcast. He produces Hugh Hewitt's show. I don't even know what to say, you know, after a day like this. How are you?
Maybe next to 9/11, the hardest broadcast day of my 30-year career was today. Charlie was a colleague. I mean, he had a show on Salem's network.
Right.
I've attended events with Charlie, and look, in our Harry Potter world, if you will, of right wing media, whether it's radio, TV, or print, just our little Harry Potter universe, the world's changed. I've been trying to find words to be able to explain what the impact of this is going to be. And again, you know, what he did is he was shot for engaging in public debate in the public sphere. I mean, he was shot and killed because he was expressing an opinion in American politics, which is supposed to be protected. Last time I checked. But what I can compare this to, or try to compare this to, and it's even a weak analogy, is in 2012, Andrew Breitbart, who I knew quite well, had a heart attack and passed away.
Yeah.
And when he died, the left at the time then was jumping up and down, ding dong, the witch is dead, right? They were celebrating the fact that Andrew was no longer around to torment them with facts and truth and reason. And what ended up happening is the right kind of channeled that sadness and anger at the loss of Andrew, and it ended up impacting the 14 cycle, the 16 cycle, of course, which helped give us Donald Trump, but it kind of helped motivate a generation of young conservatives at the time back then. Now, in the case of Charlie Kirk, he was actually assassinated. He didn't just die. He was assassinated for what his beliefs were. And his impact, you could say, especially among the younger cohort, was just as big, if not bigger, than what Andrew had built at the time, which was huge. I don't think the left has the first idea what they have just unleashed. The anger and the seething and the sorrow that's going on, if it's channeled the right way, the Democrats have no idea politically what's coming for them in the next couple of cycles.
So the reaction, you mentioned the left, but the reaction maybe shouldn't be stunning to those of us who have followed situations like this. You know, what you just mentioned about Breitbart, same thing happened in the aftermath of Rush Limbaugh. Of course, they were thrilled that Limbaugh died. Here's this, you know, idiot from over across the river from where I sit right now, J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, first I want to express my sympathy to Charlie Kirk's family and to Charlie Kirk, who obviously has, you know, become a target for somebody. I don't know whether it's political violence because I don't know who did it. I know they seem to have somebody in custody. But I will say that political violence, unfortunately, has been ratcheting up in this country. We saw the shootings, the killings in Minnesota. We've seen other political violence occur in other states. And I would just say it's got to stop. And I think there are people who are fomenting it in this country. I think the president's rhetoric often foments it. We've seen the January 6th rioters who clearly, you know, have tripped a new era.
So we don't really even need to play that anymore because you can see where he's going. I mean, his side bears no responsibility for the vile hate speech calling, you know, those of us who dared think positively in any way, shape, or form about Donald Trump a Nazi. That couldn't have any influence whatsoever, right? A threat to democracy. All of these things that keep getting repeated. Then there's Matthew Dowd. This one is unbelievable.
Following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
Matthew Dowd must not know anything about Charlie Kirk because he didn't describe him in what he does accurately in any way, shape, or form.
No, Charlie Kirk famously, whenever he was at a public event, he would say, if you disagree with me, come to the front of the line.
Right.
I mean, it is so exact opposite of what Matthew and people like J.B. Pritzker and Matt Dowd and Katie Turr and just the demonic presence that is in American media on the left because they've got TDS to such a toxic level. If you've got that much hate in your heart about Donald Trump that you're celebrating the death of a father and a husband for committing the cardinal sin of open debate in an American society, I think you're at this point, you're becoming irredeemable as a human being. You're so far gone and so far lost. I don't know how you come back.
So, you know, along those lines, I have a lot of, and I always kind of refer to our, you know, middle-of-the-road Democrats here in St. Louis. A lot of them are friends of mine. They come on my Friday show, The Roundtable. I've heard from many of them today who are horrified by what happened. But, you know, I also know people who have TDS. And those people are thrilled. And some of them are exposing themselves on the interwebs, whether it's Facebook or the ex formerly Twitter. You know, thrilled that this happened.
Mark, did you hear what happened on the House floor today? Did you hear what happened on the House floor today?
Okay, let me go back to this because I misinterpreted this a little bit. So I want to play what happened here because they tried to do a moment of silence. So listen to what happened here.
The chair would ask that all members present in the chamber and those in the gallery please rise for a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk and his family. What purpose does the gentlelady from Colorado rise? Shh.
All right, so there's some bad words in there, but the Democrats started shouting this down for a little while, right?
Yes, Lauren Boebert wanted a moment of silence, and she was passionate, and she was upset. She was grieving, like a lot of people are grieving today because we lost a brother. We lost a friend. We lost somebody that means a great deal to us. And so she was asking for a moment of prayer, and Democrats didn't want any part of it. They shouted that down. We don't want a moment of prayer for Charlie Kirk. Again, if that's where you go and you can't even afford yourself the grace to allow somebody to grieve and at least shut your pie hole up for a couple of minutes, and if you have nothing good to say, just shut up for 2 minutes and let them have their moment of silence. Yeah. And you've got to step on that too because you can't give an inch. I'm sorry, but you're a lost soul.
Well, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those out there. Look, you know how the hate is spewed. These are the people that are supposed to be, you know, compassionate, right? But I have hate that's spewed at me every day on social media. I'm sure you do too. Hugh does. And, you know, some of it is vile and disgusting. Now, you know, there are people on the right that take part in some of this stuff too, and I would definitely condemn it. But
a pox, you know, on them too.
But what's interesting about this, and, you know, these are two completely different situations, but as, unfortunately, I made the mistake, and I'm sure you did, of watching the video of Irina Zarudzka, the one that's unedited, and if you've seen any of the videos of what's happened today, you know, he's shot in the neck, and it's pretty clear. I mean, I can't even believe that there was any hope from the beginning that he survived, because if you see the video, you're like, there's not a chance that he survived.
I prayed all day long as though God had the ability, if it was part of his plan, he would spare Charlie's life, and I prayed for a miracle. I saw the video very early on, and when you saw the exit the bullet, when you saw the all the way through the shot, it looked like the Zapruder film. I mean, it was very obvious how this was going to turn out, but you still prayed incessantly nonetheless. There's sadness, there's remorse, there's grief. Again, you know, I've been in this business for 30 years, and we have lost radio hosts before. We have lost TV hosts before. But this is the first one I can remember that has literally been targeted and taken out because of his beliefs. And I'm sorry, things have changed in this country now. Things just have. It's not going to be the same tomorrow. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of radio and TV stations and hosts and programs all over the country that are going to rethink whether they do remotes anymore.
Well, there are going to be some changes. And by the way, just as a reference, and I'm sure you know this name, but I remember it because I was, just starting in radio back in 1984, and there was this talk radio guy in Denver named Alan Berg who was assassinated outside of his home. That was a white supremacist group that did that. So, fortunately, it has not happened. Look, I've had things happen at events when I'm out. One thing, we were doing a hurricane event about 14 years ago. I can't remember which storm it was. We're in the parking lot of a Lowe's, and people are bringing supplies. And there was a woman who was sitting next to me at the table. We had some listeners there, and she was smiling, and she was telling me she was a fan. We get to a break, and she starts getting into me because her brother was someone who had emailed me and was harassing me at the time. And it was kind of scary. I mean, we didn't have any security there. Now you're in a situation. I have some amazing audio that's really devastating from my friend Scott Jennings, and he was one of the first people I thought of, Dwayne, because it could have been him. It could have been someone like, Scott or some of these other conservative influencers that go out there and they're doing speeches 3-4 times a week.
Absolutely. Scott is in that same venue. He's in that same public space where he will go out and do a lot of public address of speeches and things and take on all comers. And he's got to rethink things now. Yeah, doesn't mean he's not going to anymore, but there's got to be a security element now.
Well, because I thought of his wife, Autumn, and I'm like, how can you know how many partners, wives, husbands are going to say to their significant others, we don't want you doing this. I heard Sage Steele talking about this on Fox earlier. She's got kids that are like 18, 20, 22, and they had already texted her and said, Mom, it's not worth it. Don't do this anymore. So, there's going to be some tough decisions that have to be made. Security is going to have to change. I mean, at most of these events, like with this, I don't think there was heavy security or typically is, where they're wanding people, but you're going to have to unfortunately get to that now. But this is a situation where this is 200 yards away, and conservative influencers aren't going to get Secret Service protection, or liberal, it's just not going to happen. So you got someone from, that distance with a high-powered rifle, and we all know that President Trump, it's a miracle that that bullet did not hit his head and that we didn't see that live on television. And this was about as close to you could get with having it live on television simply because the videos get out there on social media so quickly.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, what happened with Donald Trump, as close of a shot as that was, and the timing of it all, you can't chalk it up to anything but the hand of God that spared Donald Trump at that point, for whatever reason. And, for whatever reason, God has a plan with what happened with Charlie today, too. I don't know what that is. I'm still angry. I'm still sad. But I'll tell you what, any thought that the Democrats were making inroads on the midterm elections and that they were going to, they had their base all juiced up and Republicans were now complacent and they were kind of soft on their support. That's out the window now. I think this is going to send a signal to a lot of people on the right. This is not going to be a thing where people on the right are going to go burn down a city. That's just not how conservatives roll.
No.
I mean, nor should they. What I'm saying is if that anger gets channeled into political activism, the left has no idea what's coming for them.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Look, we are awaiting a briefing. I'm going to let you go, Dwayne. I'm so glad that you were able to jump on here with me with reaction this afternoon. There's all kinds of reaction coming in on X and social media. I have some more audio that I'm going to share, and I think we're going to get a briefing in Utah on the shooting from officials, because that's the other thing. You know this following the story from the beginning. It looked like pretty clearly, this is why you want to kind of hold off on, any kind of opinions. It looked like they had
first
the shooter.
Reports are always wrong.
Right. Well, they had the shooter in custody, and that was definitively being, stated by a lot of outlets out there until it wasn't, because then police said, no, we do not have this person in custody. There was someone that was dragged away, but apparently he was not the shooter. So now you have a situation where they're still looking for someone.
Right. There was video late, right before I came on your show, actually, of a body that was laying on a roof.
I saw that.
200 yards away.
Yeah.
And if that was the person, that person may have actually gotten away in the chaos because there was no police around.
Right.
So,
right. They'll find him.
Justice will find him eventually.
They'll find him. I think they'll find him quickly because we have so many, you know, businesses and homes that have video and resources and all these things. So I'm guessing there's quite an intense manhunt going on right now. Dwayne, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Take care of yourself.
All right, we're going to get caught up on some business. We'll have more. And again, they're supposed to do an update in Utah on the shooting. I'm watching some video of a podium. These things usually do start late. This one's starting late for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.